Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 151, the LNC's role in a head injury fall case. An attorney asks you to review a case involving a 40-year-old man who fell on a sidewalk and sustained a traumatic brain injury. His CT scan showed a small right-sided subdural hematoma. He was taken to the ICU and given supportive care, including serial neurologic exams. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. Let's get back to the case. You receive the records and you note that the patient was awake and oriented upon entering the ICU, but became confused overnight and was unable to follow commands by morning. The nurse placed a call to the resident, and the patient was taken for a stat head CT scan. The results demonstrated an extension of the subdural bleed with a midline shift. Following the scan, the patient developed respiratory distress and was emergently intubated. He was then taken to the OR for a craniotomy and removal of the blood clot. Following the procedure, the neurosurgeon placed a monitor to measure the pressure inside the patient's head. The pressures were labile, and the patient's neurological exam continued to deteriorate. Unfortunately, the patient became bradycardic, coded, and expired. His death came only 72 hours after the initial trauma, and he entered the hospital with a normal neurologic exam. You are asked to perform an analysis of this traumatic brain injury case. The attorney asks you questions about the nursing care rendered to this patient on the night of the surgery. Did the nurses provide care in a timely fashion? Did they meet the standard of care? What is the standard of care? In this real example, the expert found the nurse had actually delayed care. The documentation showed that the nurse's neurologic exams were inconsistent and that the medical resident should have been involved much earlier in this patient's traumatic brain injury care when the neurologic exam changed. The changes were subtle, but they still should have been reported. Traumatic brain injury, or TBI, is the leading cause of death and disability in patients from ages 1 to 44 years old. TBI accounts for 1.4 million injuries and 52,000 deaths every year in the United States alone. Caring for TBI is an intricate and dynamic process that continues to evolve. But with its complexity, there are many simple principles that help to limit the damage and restore function. Today's critical care nurse is at the forefront of employing many of these techniques. Falls are a frequent source of injury and one of the most common reasons for a lawsuit against a healthcare provider. There are common reasons for lawsuits. Whether they occur in the community or within a healthcare facility, legal nurse consultants are essential for helping attorneys to understand the medical issues. I put together a 6-hour course that ramps up your knowledge about falls to help make you better prepared to assist your clients. The course is called Falls, the Impact of Head Injury. What can this 6-hour-long course do for you? You'll learn and retain more in the course than you can imagine. Gain insights and practical tools about how to analyze a head trauma case. You'll gain skill in reviewing the facts of a fall case and learn from expert witnesses who have reviewed hundreds of cases. You'll learn skills and techniques you can use immediately. The course is not full of dry theory. It's fast-paced and comprehensive to give you practical and useful information. You can review the course over and over. Not only will you be filled with useful information at the end of every session, when you purchase the course, you'll be able to watch the replays and review the transcripts whenever you want. And you can also earn 8 contact hours. The option of nursing contact hours for relicensure or recertification can be obtained for a nominal fee of $15. Enjoy the convenience of virtual learning from the comfort of your home or office. What you get when you purchase the full course is 4 online training sessions of directly applicable content from our expert presenters, transcripts of each session so you can review the content whenever you like, a PDF of each presenter's slides, digital recordings of the sessions, access to a password-protected website to collect your course materials, opportunity to earn 8 contact hours at a nominal cost of $15, and you can order this course at http://lnc.tips/falls course. That's all one word. http://lnc.tips/falls course. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. Now we return to the show. Let's focus on how the legal nurse consultant can assist an attorney with a fall case. An attorney calls you to say, "I have a case involving a patient who fell. What can you do to help me?" You can assist the attorney by providing services to identify the liability, causation, and damages associated with a fall case. Here are some of the services that you can offer. A chronology of medical care. You go through the records of the plaintiff from before and after the fall. The purpose of the review of prior medical care is to determine the baseline or the condition of the patient before and after the fall. Was the patient prone to falls? Had the patient had a prior injurious fall? What were the risk factors that contributed to the fall? For example, consider the case of an alcoholic man who tripped on a sidewalk. His blood alcohol was highly elevated when he went to the emergency department. There is a significant risk factor. Was the patient on any medications that could have caused dizziness? Are there any pertinent medical records that are missing? The attorney uses the chronology to gain a full understanding of the patient's pre-existing conditions, injuries, and the consequences of the fall case. You might prepare a timeline as a brief outline of all the significant treatment, including surgeries, hospitalizations, and outpatient treatment. The attorney uses this listing to prepare for depositions and to understand the scope of treatment. Perform a medical literature search. You might be asked to look at how the literature supports or refutes the causation claims. Are the complications the patient developed after a fall likely to be attributed to this injury? For example, the patient claims she developed osteomyelitis after an ankle fracture. A patient with pre-existing back injuries claimed he developed herniated discs after falling on the ice of the post office steps. The attorney uses this information to identify the damages caused by the fall. You could also perform a comprehensive summary of the medical records. Liability nursing experts are not the only kind who can testify about a case. The LNC may become a testifying expert by preparing a detailed summary of the medical records, which explains the symptoms and treatment that resulted from the fall. This role is accepted under the Federal Rule of Evidence 1006, which permits a summary of voluminous medical records. The expert is not expressing opinions, but is instead translating the medical records into understandable terms. I provide more explanation of this role in my book, Medical Legal Aspects of Pain and Suffering, published by Lawyers and Judges Publishing Company. That book is available at this link, http://lnc.tips/painandsuffering. That's all one word. http://lnc.tips/painandsuffering. I also describe the role in the book I edited with Barbara Levin, Kathleen Aston, and Victoria Powell, called Nursing Malpractice, 4th edition, Lawyers and Judges Publishing Company. This book is available at the link http://lnc.tips/NM. That's http://lnc.tips/N as in Nancy, M as in Mary. That is on my Legal Nurse Business website. This role, the Rule 1006 expert, is to present the damages. Another service that you can provide is location of expert witnesses. You could be asked to locate experts to address specific points of a false claim. You might assist the attorney's analysis of the case in these types of situations by finding a physician expert to provide an opinion that the mechanism of the fall was consistent with the injuries, or a physician to determine if the patient's complications are plausibly related to the initial injury. Sometimes a physician can do both of those. You may need a nursing expert to address the liability issue. LNCs are also involved in identification of documents to be obtained during discovery. Using your insider knowledge of the medical system, you may assist the attorney to determine which documents would be helpful for expert review of a case. You identify policies, for example, in a nursing malpractice case involving a fall. You may review the medical records supplied by the facilities and medical practices who treated the patient and determine if the records are complete. The attorney uses the records to understand the injuries and treatment and to request additional information. Finally, there's an additional stage of the case where LNCs shine. The LNC prepares the attorney for deposition and trial by supplying updated chronologies and timelines, identifying key information to be used as exhibits, educating the attorney in medical terminology, suggesting questions to ask the witness, and discussing strategy and trial themes. The LNC makes sure the attorney has a thorough understanding of the types of injuries that falls may produce. Be sure to get access to my online training, Falls Course, The Impact of Head Injury. Go to http://lnc.tips/falls course and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll be talking with you next week. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.